Speaker is Andrea V from San Diego.
Hi, my name is Andrea and I'm an alcoholic. I want to thank Lauren for asking me to share. Congratulations to the birthdays and the chip takers. You know, my story, well, what it was like, well, it was really, really, really bad. I started drinking when I was 13 or so, and I drank because it was fun. I drank to fit in with my peers and because it was the thing to do, and I had some really great times. And what I did not know at the time is that alcohol gave me relief from a discomfort that I felt. It gave me something that no person, nothing else in my life could give me. And I love the fact that when I took that first sip, I could just have that sense of relief and have a sense of calm and feel like I fit in and feel like you liked me and I liked you and everything was great. Going through high school and college, I continued to drink and I continued to party and have a good time. And when I got out of college, I started to drink, in a very different way than I had been before. I started to basically drink because I was lonely. And I started to drink because I didn't know how to deal with the normal day-to-day aspects of life. You know, if the most basic things happened to me, the only place I could seek any kind of solace was in the bottle. And I would look around and I would look at my friends who were, you know, graduating, going to master's programs, you know, building relationships and doing all these things that I thought were should be so easy for a person to do. And I really didn't know how to do any of them. So instead, I sat in my apartment and I drank. And I drank and I drank and I drank. And I was definitely an isolated drinker. I would go out with friends occasionally, but the party was really on when I got home. I mean, that was really when I started to drink the way that I wanted to drink. I didn't feel comfortable around anyone, and everything felt so much bigger than life, you know. Everything was too overwhelming for me, and alcohol gave me that relief that I needed. And at the time, it was definitely my answer to my problems, you know. I thought that it was my problem. When I came into these rooms, I thought that if I took away the alcohol, that everything else would be great and that I would be able to go back to my life and keep on living the way that I was living. But I really, really realized that you take away my answer, which was alcohol, and soon I need to find an answer somewhere else because I was restless, I was irritable, I was discontent, I was full of a discomfort that I really didn't know how to find other than in the bottle. So I came into the rooms of AA in October of 2013. I went to treatment, and it was an amazing experience, but I didn't really get thoroughly honest. I wanted to be the model treatment student, you know. So I took all these responsibilities, and I did what I was supposed to do, but I was still so ashamed of some of the things that I had done. I was still so racked with fear and so uncomfortable that I just said what I thought that the treatment centers wanted me to say. And I was in treatment for about 90 days, and about a week later, I drank. And I did not practice any kind of program. I did not have a sponsor. I did not work the steps. I did not find a higher power. I really thought that somehow I was going to be the one person in the history of the world to somehow get this alcoholism thing and be able to do it by myself. And I was clearly very wrong. I relapsed for about a month or so, and I was out there drinking, and it was a lot worse than it was before. It was, you know, I got a DUI about 2 weeks into my relapse. And it was such, you know, I started to have these tangible consequences that I could really look at and say, you know, I'm absolutely out of control. My life is unmanageable. I need help. And I knew, you know, and I went back into treatment, and when I got out, I got a sponsor. I did sober living. I started working the steps. But when I first looked at these steps, I was like, well, why do I have to look at my part? I just have a problem with alcohol. You take away the alcohol and everything's going to be fine, right? And I also had a problem with the higher power stuff. I never had any kind of God in my life. I didn't know what it felt like to have any faith in anything. The only thing that was reliable in my life was alcohol. I mean, nothing else kind of gave me the satisfaction that gave me or the relief. And so as I was reading, especially We Agnostics, that part of the big book, I read it over and over again in treatment because I did not have a God, and I knew that I had to find a power greater than myself in order, if I was going to get this. And I really wanted to stay sober. I really, really wanted to stay sober. And one of the things I realized as a newcomer is that it really wasn't about finding some like specific idea of what God looked like or what any of my fellows around me, what their God looked like. It was just a willingness to believe. A willingness to believe that, you know, it talks about in the big book, you know, that human resources, we as a human being, like a doctor couldn't fix me, my fellows couldn't fix me, my family couldn't fix me, love, any kind of, nothing could fix me. So I had to look outside of myself and I had to look for something greater. And when I did that, I started to, you know, be able to really take these steps and work with a sponsor. And that's where the relief started coming in. And it, you know, it's definitely hard to look at my part in things. It's hard to admit some of the shame and the guilt and the fear and all these things that I had been feeling. And I always wondered why I had all these feelings, and I always kind of wondered why everyone else around me could deal with these feelings kind of normally, and I couldn't deal with the most basic things in life. Once I started working the steps, I didn't have a very clear understanding of my higher power at the beginning. I just was willing to believe, and that's really, for me, all that I needed. Because over time, I have developed a relationship with a higher power that has given me peace and comfort. Life is life. I remember when I came into the rooms, I thought all these things that had happened to me, because of course none of it was my fault, all these things that happened to me were very distinct to an alcoholic or an addict. That these things were things that, you know, feelings and experiences that only happened because I was drinking. And I realized that no, my friends, my family, other people were going through, they went through heartache, they went through hard times, they felt sad, they felt mad, they felt happy, but they were not alcoholics. And so they found ways to deal with those things that wasn't beeline to drinking. And I didn't know how to deal with any of that stuff. So when I started working the steps, that was when everything changed for me. That was, you know, having a higher power in my life where all of the crippling fear that I felt as a newcomer, I didn't have faith yet. But for the first, I would say, 9 months or so, what I did have was hope. And I had hope because I had those moments in early sobriety where I was able to feel some sense of physical relief from alcoholism. That was, first and foremost, I was like, oh, it feels really good to be sober physically. And then I had hope because I started to feel comfortable around my peers. I would have long talks and long conversations with fellow alcoholics, and I started to feel a part of. And all of the things that I had been searching for in alcohol, I started to feel those things in the rooms. I started to feel some comfort. I started to feel some ease. I started to feel hope and faith and things that I never even knew how to feel before. I started to feel genuine joy when for years and years and years and years I really just put on a happy expression when I thought that was what joy was. I thought that it was, for me it was merely just, I was acting, basically. And when I was able to turn my will, my life over to the care of God, it was something that I never ever thought that I was going to be able to do because I really didn't have a God before this. But since I've done that, things have changed and my life has gotten so much better. I'm able to be an active part of my friends and family's lives, and I'm able to look at the fact that alcohol was not my problem, I was my problem. And that I really had a lot of work to do. Some of the steps were very uncomfortable for me, and some of them still are. And, you know, looking at my part in things is not an enjoyable thing to do. But the sense of relief of talking through those things with a fellow alcoholic is something that I could never have found in alcohol in another human being. It is simply a matter of, a spirituality that I have in my life today. And, you know, I absolutely love this program. I love meetings. Whenever I walk into these rooms, I feel like I'm amongst, you know, however many there are of you, I feel like I'm amongst friends. Because the way that I drink, and I know I didn't go too much into my story, but there's nothing unique about the things I felt in my disease. I mean, there's nothing unique about the chaos and the loneliness and the fear and the sadness and all those things that I felt. Are everyone who raised their hand earlier, I'm sure, in their own unique way, felt those things. And it really is not about the content of what my story looked like. It's about those feelings and not being able to deal with them. And today, you know, my life is really good. I mean, things still happen, but that's not part of an alcoholic experience. That's part of the human experience. And as an alcoholic, I now have really learned how to deal with those things in a way that I can be of service to others and be a good daughter and a good friend and be present in my life in a way that I didn't think was possible. And, you know, I used to hate the idea of turning my will over. I was like, does that mean I can't make any decisions? No, in fact, it meant that when I turned my will over, when I found a higher power, I was given a freedom that I never knew existed, a freedom to live my life, a freedom to enjoy the little things, to have happiness, to, you know, wake up every morning and live in my sobriety and be able to be of service to others and to find a career path that I love and to, you know, to just be there for my family and friends. And today, I really love my life. I don't think I mentioned my sobriety date. It's March 6, 2014. Sorry about that. and, you know, I just feel like this journey is just beginning. And again, I know things will continue to happen throughout life. Because again, life is life. These are not specific to the alcoholic, the bad and the good times. But today I have a solution with how to deal with them. So thank you.